In Berlin, communists may soon be back in City Hall for the first time since German reunification. In yesterday's municipal election, the Party of Democratic Socialists, heirs to the East German communists, won 22% of the vote, and they are now a potential partner in the next city government. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
With two brief interruptions, the center-right Christian Democrats ran this city for the past 20 years. But last night, their candidate, Frank Steffel, was trounced. We put up a fight, and we lost, Steffel said. Berlin voters have taught the CDU a lesson. Steffel was regarded as something of an upstart among voters here. With his blow-dried mane and suntanned face, Berliners thought of him as a caricature of a politician. It didn't help his chances when he referred to Munich as Germany's real capital during the campaign. Locally, the Christian Democrats were mired in a banking scandal that threatened to split the party. Nationally, the party is struggling under the powerful shadow of the Social Democrats and their leader, Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder. Schroeder's influence is so strong that his hand-picked candidate for the mayor's race, Klaus Wowereit, was the biggest vote-getter, even though he was dubbed Schroeder Light by one columnist. But since he failed to garner a majority in yesterday's election, Wowereit will have to form a coalition with at least one of the other parties. Last night, Wowereit was coy about his plans. We won't make any commitments, he said, but he did rule out any coalition with the Christian Democrats. That leaves Wowereit with the choice of forming a coalition with either the Liberal Free Democrats and the Greens, or the Party for Democratic Socialism, the former East German communists. Their candidate, Gregor Gysi, was a reformist member of the East German Politburo. In yesterday's election, he drew much of his support from disgruntled residents of the eastern half of the city, the former communist side. Gysi told a crowd of pink-haired punks, pierced youth, and elderly communists that the party had beaten the odds. He even predicted that the Social Democrats would ask the PDS to help them form a government. But political analyst Wolfgang Klages says the PDS shouldn't count on it.
The establishment in the Social Democratic Party of Berlin is very anti-communist. There are many voices who say don't form a coalition with former communists who were responsible for the Berlin Wall.
And Susanna Lenz, who covers city politics for the newspaper Berliner Zeitung, warns that the Christian Democrats will exploit the issue in next year's general election if the Social Democrats do form a coalition with the PDS.
They'll use it in a campaign. They'll say that the SPD, to gain power, does not refrain from making a deal with the former communists, with the former socialists, and they'll say they can't be trusted. This will be bad for the economy.
But despite that warning, Klaus Wowereit and his Social Democrats may have no alternative. Without support from the former communists, the Social Democrats will be forced to forge a coalition with the other two parties. It's a prospect that would lead to an unwieldy and potentially unmanageable city government. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.